Let's go.
It's time.
Afternoon Delight.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Woo, woo.
Let's do it.
For Millie.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Greg.
Turn it up.
And Lexi.
Festival say that, woo.
Oh, they're a bunch of idiots.
Hey podcasters, it's Millie from Millie, Greg and Letzi. Today on the show, Letzi was mistaken for a celebrity. Greg and producer Brooke prepare to go undercover. And I lost a dog when I was house-sitting. Oopsies. But first, we take on a life-size Pac-Man maze and learn that Brooke can't be trusted.
Next, the sweet spot.
Good afternoon. Millie, Greg and Letzi on next.
There's a stark contrast to how you usually start with hello!
Hello!
Just a polite hello. So last night, the four of us crammed into a tiny little car with Brooke driving. We survived that trip, only just.
The first challenge.
Managed to get ourselves to Parramatta Lanes. We talked to the mayor yesterday. Letzi talked to the mayor yesterday about Parramatta Lanes. And we went out there and we played a ginormous game of Pac-Man, which. Letzi, are you usually good at mazes?
No, I can't say I do many mazes on a regular basis.
I wouldn't have thought it was really for you.
But still did it though.
Yeah, you gave it a go.
Got through it.
And have a listen. Here's what happened.
We've got 10 minutes. All right, let's go.
Let's go, let's go.
Left or right? Oh, these decisions. Oh, we've got to find balls and Pac-Man.
I got a ball.
We got a ball.
I got a white ball.
Here's another ball.
Good.
There we are. Okay, put it back on. Okay, so we've just been caught again.
I'm dead. I've lost all my lives, but I've got lots of balls. Oh, a Pac-Man. Oh, a ghost.
We've still got two of them alive. We just can't help out anymore.
We're the decoys. We should be at the front and the back, Greg.
Well, I just followed him.
But I got lots of stamps. I may have fallen over in my attempt to run away from the ghost. The very apologetic-looking ghost. Balls! I'm running out of pockets.
You're telling me.
Greg, can you hold this? I want to put some in my pocket. I want to put some of this in my pocket.
Just let me hold the balls.
No!
We just need one of us to get to the exit alive. That's all we want. Are you out too?
That was my first out.
Oh my god!
It's alright.
There's been a strategy and I think we've been sacrificed.
We have.
We're out and the others haven't even lost a single life. We did it!
We're out.
We survived.
You got loads.
Whee!
14,300.
Yay!
Is that the biggest you've had today?
Yes. Would you like a medal?
Yes, medal! Oh my god, I didn't know medals were involved. I'm actually so ridiculously proud. Oh, thank you.
There we go. Oh, congratulations.
Well done, guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah, go us.
We won. Against little kids. Yes.
So we had to go through, we had to collect all these balls and these stamps and little felt things as well. We just had to run through a maze basically and pick up whatever we could whilst avoiding ghosts. And Millie and I died first pretty quick. And these two, Brooke and Letzi, Brooke joins us in the studio now, our smartest dumb producer, proved that she is more street smart than we give her credit for. She let us die. We're the sacrificial lambs for Brooke.
However... is she actually part of the team? Because in the middle of the maze, there was a bit of an abandonment going on. She abandoned me on, I think, more than one occasion, actually.
I mean, if there's one thing I have, it's strategy. And yeah, sure, we went there as a team, but end of the day, you're in it for yourself. So did I abandon Letzi when a ghost was running towards him? Yes.
But here's the thing. The great thing was you both were out, but I still had two lives left as well. So
not bad for a blind person in a maze. You did well, Letz.
You know, I tried. But afterwards was actually quite interesting as well. I was actually mistaken for a celebrity. We're going to be talking about that next. You're on next.
Next. The sweet spot.
Ooh, Pac-Man. Love a good bit of Pac-Man.
Yeah, we loved it last night. We went to Parramatta Lanes where we played a life-size game. Pac-Man.
And I was actually quite surprised when someone came up to me and said this. Didn't
bring an extra voice for her?
Yes.
Letzi, do you sing?
Have a voice? And we didn't know about it?
No. Oh.
Wasn't on The Voice, it looked like someone who was on The Voice.
Oh, Letzi, you got a look alike.
Oh, wow. I don't know how I feel about that.
Bye.
So, if if you haven't heard my singing, let me give you a quick demo. That's the way it's gonna be. Yeah, I can't sing. Sorry,
no,
but
it
was so random. Like someone was asking me to be on The Voice. Like, it's quite wild. Like this happens to a lot of different people. Like, give us a call. 980-5-666-7. When have you been mistaken for a celebrity?
Next. The sweet spot.
Millie, Greg, and let's see for your arvo. We hit up Parramatta Lanes yesterday, played life-size Pac-Man. I was mistaken as a celebrity. Millie, you've actually had the similar thing happen as well.
I did. I was out at a nightclub in Istanbul, of all places, as you do, and I had a whole lot of people come up to me. I was wearing a red lacy dress. You'll be able to see it on our Instagram stories, which is Afters Radio, and I had blonde hair back then, only a few years ago, and they sort of said, oh, do you know how much you look like Adele?
I'm really?
Like, oh, I didn't know whether it was a compliment or not, but, you know, a celebrity. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Take it as a compliment, right? They hadn't heard me sing yet, so.
Did they hear you sing after that? Did you have a go at karaoke to prove
them
wrong?
Luckily we were in a really noisy nightclub, so I didn't have to, but yeah.
Greg? I can't see. I'm blind. Does she look like a dancer?
This was a few years ago. I had blonde hair.
Yeah, I've seen the picture. Yeah, you do kind of look like you've dressed up as Adele in the photo. They're quite similar.
Thanks, Greggles. That's so nice of you to say. I'm taking it as a compliment.
We're taking your calls. 980-5-666-7. When have you been mistaken?
We've got Sakina from Stanhope here.
I had gone out for dinner to an Indian restaurant and basically, I had a really nice meal. The waiters were all being, I don't know, just super over-the-top friendly. Like, they brought out an extra entree just to try and all this sort of stuff. At the end of it, the guy came up to me and he's like, oh, hi, how are you? What are you doing in Sydney? And I said, sorry. And he goes, you're in Sydney, right? And I'm like, what? Am I? Like, not as far as I know. And he's like, oh, sorry, we must have gotten you confused. And I said, yeah, like, I don't know who you're talking about. And then the guy goes at the end of it, oh, well, if you had been, we would have given you a discount.
Always say yes.
I should have got along with it.
Did you have to pay for that on extra entree?
No, I didn't. That was just free, though.
That's better than nothing.
I'm glad that he thought that.
Imagine if you said yes, you could have had free entrees for the rest of your life at that restaurant.
I know, right? I would have just gotten a whole free meal.
It's pretty wild, eh? You're just sitting down having dinner in an Indian restaurant or a restaurant, and you just get mistaken as some person you don't even know.
I'm like, really liking this free food business.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should go back to blonde.
Next, the sweet spot.
Are you afraid of creepy crawlies, guys? Millie and Letzy?
Oh, creepy. I don't have a phobia. I just don't like them. I don't like big spiders near my face.
How would you like a cockroach pulled out of your ear?
It wouldn't be the most pleasant thing.
What a question. Asking the big questions this afternoon.
Would you be a fan of that? No, neither would I.
I could survive, but I wouldn't sign up for it if it was an inclusion extra on a Contiki tour.
Well, a woman in Vietnam had exactly that thing happen to her. She had a cockroach pulled out of her ear while she was pulled out of her ear. I cannot imagine having that. I hear too many stories about that, with people getting bugs crawling inside their face. I think
inside their face.
Yeah, you're like spiders going up noses. You know, there's that old myth that you swallow like 10 spiders in your lifetime. The ones in the ears is the worst. I remember a story from ages ago about someone having a spider in their ear, and the spider was trying to get out, and they kept tapping on their eardrum, and they just thought they had something, an inner ear infection. Yeah, didn't realize it was actually a spider tapping on their eardrum.
Oh, it's a polite spider. At least he knocks first.
Hello?
No, he didn't knock before coming in. He came in. It's kind of like a robber getting stuck inside your house and then trying to ask you to let them out.
It's kind of like a teenager's parents knocking in to come into a bedroom and just walking straight in.
So I did have a really scary experience just last week, actually. I was driving through the Lane Cove Tunnel at 5 a.m. in the morning, and a massive, massive huntsman appeared on my driver's side window right by my face.
Was it a rainy day?
No, it wasn't. There was no excuse for it to be hitching a ride on my car. And you know that split second you see it out of the corner of your eye and you just don't know if it's on the inside or the outside. And thankfully at 5 a.m. the Lane Cove tunnel was bare and empty because I swerved.
That can be dangerous in the tunnel too.
It was. I swerved. I had Mum on the line and I was like, Mum, you just got to talk me through the tunnel. And oh my God. Oh, I'm getting sweaty palms thinking about it. It was awful. I saw it crawl across the windscreen later on and it was following me and it was awful.
Yeah, so how did you get rid of it?
I did pull into work. I got myself to work. Oh, in absolute hysterics. Leapt out of the car, called a work colleague. They came and
called
we just hosed down my car. We absolutely just drenched it in water and it was so bad. And at other times I've found Huntsman and I have called people potentially to drive all the way up to Wollongong to come and help me.
My little sister had a Huntsman in her car ages ago and it was my old car and I'd just given it to her that day. The first experience she had driving it was a giant Huntsman crawling up her leg. She wanted a refund. Non-refundable,
it's on
honey.
The inside.
Fortunately for her though, she had my nan with her in the car. My nan is tough as nails, country girl. Huntsman, yeehaw. Not a problem for her at all. She just went and picked it up with a bare hand and chucked it out.
Oh, I love your nan. Can she ride with me all the time?
No, she's taken. She has to supervise my sister in case there's another Huntsman incident with her.
She just drives
any
around
any nans
your
that are really tough as nails, apply within. I will. I want somebody riding with me at all times now.
Millie, Greg, and Letsy.
Next.
We're talking about a woman from Vietnam who had a cockroach pulled out of her ear.
And it was still alive.
Yeah, it took 2 minutes to remove it. Imagine a cockroach crawling around in your ear. So talking about ways to deal with the creepy crawlies, let's see.
Ooh, it's scary stuff. When I was younger, I think we need a little bit more of that sound because it's a very scary thing what I'm about to tell you. When I was younger, I had a shower, a camping shower, right? And there was a spider in there. And I didn't realize it, but it was crawling up me and biting me. So I was wondering why at the time, like, what is this thing biting me? And then I just sort of brush it off, realize it was a spider, was freaked out by spiders for a good, I don't know, 3 years or something. And it was just a bit freaked out that spiders were going to bite me. Like, it's
you never
scary.
Know when they're going to come.
No, there could be one in this.
Did
in
you
this
swell
room.
Up? Because a spider bite's pretty nasty.
I don't think it wasn't like a big spider. Like, it sort of was almost just like a mozzie bite that hurt in a way.
Lucky it wasn't poisonous, Letts. You wouldn't have known.
Yes, but producer Brooke.
Smartest
well.
Dumb person we know.
No, really, guys. It's the dumbest smart person. We Otherwise, know. We're really insulting her, the poor girl.
Dumbest smart person we know.
Poor Brooke. She can't even talk, really. She actually doesn't particularly like spiders and creepy crawlies either. She's seen a daddy long legs on her bed.
A harmless daddy long legs. Just
harmless.
Point that out there.
Tiny,
they are
tiny.
Harmless spiders.
So small.
She was eating Macca's at the time, threw her Macca's chips everywhere. Oh, scary stuff. And then she padded up her walls, which
but
probably...
with actual pads.
Yes.
Like the feminine hygiene product.
Yes. Yeah. The way you say it, padded up her wall, sounds like she put herself in a mental asylum, which wouldn't be a bad idea.
You're on next.
Millie, Greg and Letsy. Next.
The Logan Files.
Ooh, Greg.
It's creepy time. This is not a creepy story at all. This is the worst background music for a period. So today we're talking flirting.
Ooh la la.
With this romantic setting that we've got.
Okay.
So here's the story. And this happened a little while ago. And there's more developments that I didn't see coming. Just happened the other day. So ages ago, a regular customer at where my boyfriend works, where Logan works, he works in a deli. Guy comes in and he wants to place an order for a bunch of share platters. Apparently he's having a party. And he goes, gets the form, fills it out, and he ticks one of everything. There's like 20 different platters on the menu. He wants one of all of them. It's a huge bill.
That's a big party.
Huge job to put it all together. And he wants it for the next day.
Right.
He says, okay, cool. Organizes all of that. And then when the guy gives him back the form, the guy says to him, oh, and you can keep that phone number if you want. He's like, okay. And then he says, oh, now I just need someone to share these with.
Oh, so he was hitting on Logan.
Yeah. And Logan did not pick up on that at all. Fortunately, there was someone with a head screwed on standing next to him, one of his fellow employees, who was like, dude, you realize that guy was hitting on you the entire time and had to explain it to him. That was how he was flirting. The phone number, I'll need someone to share it with. I mean, in hindsight, it's very obvious. I don't know if I would have picked up on it either.
You don't think?
It was pretty subtle.
How is that subtle?
No,
it's not really subtle at all.
Personally, I get accused of flirting all the time. So I'm not one to even know what the hell flirting is, apparently. But that's just me. But anyway, we want to know, when have you not known you were being flirted with, and then all of a sudden someone had to explain to you they were looking at you, they're 100% onto you? Because they had to then call the next day and try and confirm with him, did he actually want these platters, or was he just trying to be flirting? He said, I don't need them anymore. So they're assuming, that was definitely flirting.
Oh, so he reneged on the order.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
We've got even more evidence since then, because the other day the same gentleman came in dressed in only a dressing gown. Only a dressing gown, and made that obvious.
Oh, dear. What do you mean made that obvious? Continuing.
He said, I'm only wearing the dressing gown.
He's really cracking on to Logan, isn't he?
Yes.
It's really happening. Logan,
fortunately, I'm not the jealous type, so I'm happy for it. Let someone flirt with him.
Yeah, why not?
Someone's going to give him attention. I'm too far away.
9805-667 is the number. When haven't you realised you've been hit on?
Next.
Someone tried to make a move on my boyfriend, and I'm not the jealous type or anything, but someone did that. No, I'm really, really not the jealous type at all. I thought it was quite hilarious because Logan didn't even realize he was being flirted with. So I have no idea how I ended up with him, because he wouldn't have known I was flirting with him at all, except we matched on Tinder.
And
so
you don't know how you flirt either. You don't know when you're flirting. It's a miracle you guys are together.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of online dating. It kind of just forces you.
Tinder for the win.
You sort of know what everyone's there for. That's the thing about online dating is you go, well, everyone knows that every message the other person is trying to flirt, even if they do terribly like both of us did. I think that was why we were a match made in heaven.
What was your opening line?
I don't know, but I regret that because I deleted Tinder and wiped all the data.
I think you can go back.
Can I?
I think you can go open up. All right, that's.
I feel like I'll get in trouble if I go and re-download Tinder.
Re-download Tinder. I'm sure he won't be happy, but producer Brooke, smartest dumb person we know. She's been flirted with by her landlord, possibly. Apparently she's getting winky faces, she's been telling us, and apparently he's added her on Facebook.
That's a little bit inappropriate from your landlord to be getting winky faces.
Yeah, slide into those DMs.
Is he older? Is he a lot older than her?
I don't know.
I think there's an age inappropriateness there.
If he's a young property owner, he's a diamond, you know, what's the word? Diamond.
Well, maybe
she
should be sending him winky faces in return then.
Maybe so, but...
Give it a go, Brooke. We're all here. We're shipping you and your landlord.
Maybe that's... Oh, can we set them up on a date? Is he single?
I'm not actually sure.
We have Matt here, and he has been flirted with and didn't know it.
Yeah, so this girl she was friends with my sister in high school. My sister was in the year below me, and I'd always bump into my sister and her friends walking through the schoolyard. And, she later told me that she had a massive crush on me. And there was kind of this moment that I looked back and realized there was something. I didn't think of anything odd. I just thought it was weird. But it was like the end of school holidays. We just come back to school, and she just sees me walking past. She's like, "Hey, Matt," you know, comes up and just gives me a massive hug. And I'm kind of like, "This is weird. Why would you totally hug someone? Like, it's high school, you know, you don't really hug people."
I hugged everybody in high school.
I don't know, maybe it's a guy thing. This is me in high school. I was just kind of like, you know, personal space, please. And yeah, she just gave me a massive hug, and it was not usual for like our friendship. Acquaintances. She was my sister's friend. I didn't think anything of that. She was weird. And she tells me after high school, when she was catching up with my sister and I was dropping my sister off, she's like, "You know, I had a big crush on you in high school." And I look back and go, that hug was kind of like I'm going to break the touch barrier here. And I'm just like, this is weird.
So how long did it last that she was flirting with you? And you had no idea?
It was like a good 5 second holding on to me just going, what?
5 second flirt?
Yeah, I was like, it was obvious now that I think about it, but I was clueless back then. I had no idea.
Well, thanks for that, Matt. I don't know. I don't know about that one. But I think she just wanted a hug. I don't know if it was much about the crush. Come on.
If I was accused of flirting for every hug I've given, whew, I'd be a hussy.
That's got nothing to do with you hugging, Millie.
Here at NextPods, our audience is diverse, smart, and hungry for entertainment. Be transported to a small ocean community with a secret.
Yeehaw! Take a walk on the wild side with the Outlaws of the West.
Or find your favorite performer's road to redemption.
NextPods takes you around the world from the comfort of your room. We tell the stories that keep you captivated, craving more.
NextPods, your world in your ears.
Millie, Greg, and Letzi.
Next.
Beauty and the Brain.
Oh, it's that time again, isn't it? And you were already into it off air as well. You were getting into it about relationships before. But we need to find out who's who, guys. Millie versus Greg. Who's the beauty? Who's the brain?
I am both.
Millie yesterday was accusing the system of rigging it against her. Which,
it was rigged.
No.
I asked for sport questions. They were not sport questions.
They were sport questions. But today, we've got a game which we cannot rig. Now, we have a deck of cards, guys. And you are going to have to guess what the card we pull up is. So if I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, then producer Brooke's in here. She's going to flip over a card. And yous are going to have to yell the answer. Like,
what are the odds? It doesn't seem like they're very good odds of us guessing.
Greg,
right,
you're the math brain.
Just under 1 in 13 chance of getting this right. Slightly worse than 1 in 13 shot. So what do you say? We got 12 of them? 12 chances to get one right before we call this a draw.
We got 12 chances. However, the first one to get a card, the game's ended. The game's done. If you get the card correct, you win. You win. It's that easy. So should we do it? Are you ready?
Yes. Yep.
So we're going to yell it at the exact same time.
Exact same time. Right. 3, 2, 1, yell. Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
5.
10.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my, look at that. She's done it. Whoa, what's going on?
Not rigged.
She's done it in the first one. How are you feeling about that, Greg?
Oh, my God. I did not.
Well, now I'm starting to think this thing's rigged.
No, it was not rigged. It was not rigged. I just... I
after
have
how
feeling.
Much she whinged about it being rigged last time and she gets it on the first go.
She was whinging a lot yesterday, wasn't she? God, and then she just gets it. Gets it the first time here.
I did. The adrenaline. Look, I just had... I probably want to thank the medal that I've got around my neck for winning Pac-Man. I'm obviously on a winning roll.
I'm sorry. What are you saying? I'm sorry, we can't hear you.
Yeah, sorry. We've lost Millie. Technical difficulties. She's
Greg.
Gone.
I just want to thank my mum.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you any longer.
Play the Oscars music.
Next.
So Brooke and I had a little whim. We thought, why don't we try and see when we're starting our brand new drive show, wonder what we could, you know, we'd do a giveaway. And then we thought, well, why would we bother doing that? Why don't we get the giveaways? So we decided to enter as many different competitions as we could. And we actually got one.
What do you mean?
We actually got invited tonight to an event being held by one of our competitors, one of our main competitors, Nova. And we're going to go undercover in Nova. This is our spy noise.
Like porn music. Like, what are you going to be doing?
What are you uncovering at Nova?
Everything.
Ooh.
So what's the go? What's
Why
a go?
Wasn't I invited?
What we want to do is we want to find if we can get as many people as we can from Nova to show us some love.
Yeah. Because we love our friends at Nova, don't we?
Yeah, we love them. We want to see if they'll love us back. And we want to infiltrate their event and get as many of them on our recorders. We're just going to go in subtly, get our phones out and get recordings of them saying... The sweet spot.
It's a formal. What are you wearing? Have you picked out your outfit yet?
Oh, yeah. I've gone full suit because, you know, it's my back-to-school formal. I've actually got the pair of shoes that I wore to my year 12 formal.
Oh, wow. Authentic.
Yeah, authentic formal shoes. Everything else other than that is all
Greg,
brand new because everything else has got holes in it.
Have you bought Brooke a corsage?
No, I have not. I didn't even think of that.
What is that?
It's the little flowers you put on your lady's wrist. All my boyfriends bought me one.
I've got a permanent marker. I could just draw one on.
Perfect.
Yes,
there
well,
you go.
Look, cheapskate. That's fine.
Get one of those tattoos that like rubs off after a couple of days. Put a flower on her arm. That'll do.
As long as you're making the effort and you're doing it properly.
Yep.
I don't think that's properly at all. I think I'm already half-assing it with that.
So you guys are going tonight, right?
Yes.
You're going tonight. You're going to see how many people you can get saying the sweet spot. And yes, surely there has to be a bit of a point system as well. Like, if you and Brooke are both going, I reckon you should go up against each other.
My goal is to get Fitzy and Whipper at the same time in unison. And I think I...
Saying the sweet
instant
spot.
Instant win if I get that.
They've got to be the top dogs. They're the top of the pyramid. What about sales?
Bottom of the pyramid.
Look, we love sales, but they're not Fitzy and Whipper.
Anyone on air is like the next level. If we can get anyone else on the show. I don't even know who's going to be there.
Tim? From Kate, Tim and Marty? We're going up against them right now, aren't we?
If they're there, yeah. I don't know if they've got enough time once they get off air to get there, but I guess Brooke and I are about to try that little stunt.
Trying to do the same thing. So we'll come back tomorrow and we'll see how you guys go, right?
Yeah, we're infiltrating the enemy tomorrow.
The enemy. You're our next Millie Greg.
I mean, our best friends.
Millie Greg and Letzi.
Next. The sweet spot.
Oh, sounds big, doesn't it?
Wow. Bit of Rocky?
Yeah.
Is that where that's from?
Yeah.
Why are we playing this music? Let's see.
Because we're trying to break a world record.
We sure are, Greg. And you love a good record, don't you? You love the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah, I've tried to break one previously. I tried to break the world's loudest scream. Didn't work out for me at all.
Can you give us a little bit of a test of that?
No. I can't do it since my voice broke when I was younger. That's why I tried to do it, because I had a very high-pitched, very loud
Did
scream.
You have
but
a
then, you know,
squeaky little voice.
Oh,
Wiggles?
Yeah, of course.
Did you?
Yeah,
you're
as a teenage boy. Oh, yeah.
You're a squeaker.
Oh, yeah. And then one day on the holidays in between year 6 and year 7, everything dropped. Absolutely everything.
Everything?
Everything.
It also obviously comes after the person who grew the biggest avocado, right? Which took like over a year to grow.
2.5 kilos?
Yeah. Family
massive.
In Hawaii.
Which we got to find a record. So I reckon we found one. Millie, you don't mind a good bit of stationery.
I do. I've got some fluffy books. I've got some sequined books. I like to have all my red and blue pens. So yeah, I do. I get them from the kids section of Kmart.
And you're pretty organized. You love taking notes. So does producer Brooke. I'm not sure about Greg. I don't think Greg's
taken a note
in his life.
I don't take notes at all. Well, actually, in saying that, I do like sticky notes. I like to leave myself sticky notes for stuff that I need to remember. Like on the back of my door as I leave for the day,
so
I
stick sticky notes
there.
What do they say?
To remind me of stuff. Well, like if I've made lunch the day before and like it's in the fridge, I'll forget that it's there. So I don't think, oh, I've got nothing for lunch. I'll have to buy it. I'll write myself a little sticky note. So I remember, oh, go back, get your lunch out of the fridge. Stuff like that. Or if I've got stuff that I need to take the next day, I write myself a little sticky note, stick it on the back of the door, and I check those as I leave the house.
Yeah, because I guess you see it.
That actually seems like a really good system. I might adopt it. And you've just reminded me I packed my own lunch today. So great. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.
You're my personal sticky note. Can I put you on the back of the door?
Please don't. How can we combine that? All the stationery, sticky notes, and also us.
Yeah, wow. Sticky notes. Let's do something with sticky notes.
Most sticky notes on the face in 60 seconds.
Is that a real record?
I reckon we can beat it. It's 1 a second. So 60 is what we have to beat. 60 sticky notes stuck on a face in a minute. What do you think? Do you reckon we can do it?
I reckon we can give it a go.
Yeah, I reckon we'll give it a go. We'll come back tomorrow. We need to measure our faces. Like, who do we stick this on?
Yes, like, actually, which one of us has the biggest face and is going to fit the most number of sticky notes on?
He's got a big bloody head. Yeah, I don't know.
It's you, Letzi. It's you.
It probably is.
Next, the sweet spot.
Millie, Greg and Letzi on next. And we're going to the cinemas, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, but without kids or with kids. Kids are annoying in the movie. Actually, you know what's more annoying than kids? There are other adults telling the kids to be quiet. That's the worst. I'll admit, I've been there. I've taken, not my own kids, I don't know my own kids, but like other younger cousins of mine, we've taken them to the cinema before. I've been that person telling them to shut up. But I think if you go into a kids movie, you know that's going to happen. Kids movies are not for the parents to actually enjoy. That's just something else for when the kids are quiet in those few seconds. Mm. That's what you do. Until the kids are rowdy again, you need to tell them to shut up again.
I saw the strangest thing at a kids' movie, talking about a kids' movie. A man in a full suit on his mobile phone, clearly in a meeting with a suit with a briefcase, came into SpongeBob SquarePants, sat down and then said, right, well, sorry, I've just got Tracy here. I'm off to another meeting. Bye. Hung up the phone and watched the movie.
The reason we're talking about it is this is movie playgrounds are actually now a thing. So they've got actual cinemas for just parents. And they're loud kids as well. That's what's sort of being created. What do you guys think of that? Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. Having been to movies with young kids, the most annoying thing is that they always want something to play with. So they're happy to have the movie on, but they kind of want to move around. They want to be doing something else. So this, yeah, I think, is a brilliant idea. Basically, they built a playground right in front of the screen, and then everyone sits back behind that and on beanbags, which is the most amazing thing. Kind of noisy, though. That's the one drawback.
Yeah, absolutely. True. Won't that just encourage the kids to be noisier? If they can't sit in it quietly in a movie theater, just wait until it comes out on Netflix.
Well, I think that's the idea, is that if you want to take the kids and they either want to play or they want to sit there and watch the movie, the kids still have a seat that they can go and sit down in, or they can just go run around and play, and they crank it up. It's kind of like the Mums and Bubs session. They turn the volume way up so it's over the noise of a crying baby, and you can watch the movie with the kids. It's more for the parents.
I think they've definitely got to warn you before you just ambly stroll in and think, oh, yeah, I'm watching this movie, and then there's just a playground and lots of kids.
That's, yeah, I think, yeah. I buy a ticket to that session. That
session specifically.
Yeah, there's not going to be a playground in every cinema. This is not what we're suggesting.
But is it adult size? Because I like playing on play equipment.
It's aimed at kids under the age of 8. So that's a very big 8-year-old if you can fit it, Millie.
Well, I did try to play on the play equipment down in Questacon and my breasts got stuck.
Okay. Fair enough.
So I should be banned, maybe.
Maybe.
From Questacon, yes.
Millie, Greg and Letzi. Next.
I'm going to tell you all about the plants. All of the pots and how they grow.
Such a cute song, Letzi.
What is that song? Isn't that the one from
It's
Pitch
a parody
Perfect?
Of that Pitch Perfect Cup yeah. song. It's not me singing. It's something I found on YouTube. For some reason, someone on YouTube decided to say that. But Millie.
I'm house-sitting my friend's plants. She's delivering them tomorrow. I'm really excited, but also really, really nervous. I don't have the best track record.
When you say delivering, what do you mean by delivering? Like out of the back of a truck?
Well,
like,
she's just going to drive them over. So,
a nursery?
So I don't have to drive over to her house. I can just water them at the convenience of my own home.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I'm really nervous. I've had not the best track record. I've just recently looked after my dog, my friend's dog. And she, well, things were going well until the last day.
Yeah, when you really screwed the pooch.
Really badly. Absolutely. Yeah, I was trying to clean her house and I was flooding her bathroom accidentally. The tap wouldn't stop. And in the midst of trying to turn off the water mains, I may have lost her dog and I didn't realize it.
We should get her side of the story as well.
All right. Well, here she is to confess and yeah. Confess.
Maddie, can you tell us all about how terribly Millie did as a house sitter?
She didn't do too bad.
Wrong answer. From what we've heard, she lost the dog. Your definition of not too bad is way off. What happened?
Well, I was on camp and I got a call from the chemist down the road saying they had my dog. I'm like, oh, that's a bit strange. I'll get someone to come get it. So then I hung up and straight away Millie called. And I'm like, oh, Millie, she's at the chemist. And I was like, what? I'm flooding your bathroom. I'm like, yeah, Miss, she's at the chemist.
So she was flooding the bathroom at the same time she'd lost your dog and the dog had wandered to the chemist. All was happening at the one time.
Yeah. She just decided to go off.
How long was Millie house sitting for?
About a week.
10 days.
Yeah.
Surprised more didn't go wrong.
It was just the last day. I had a lot going on. And yeah, I'm really sorry, Maddie. You know how much I love Mishka, the dog. And but I did actually, I didn't flood your bathroom. I was frantically scooping water out of the bath and putting it into the, flushing it down the toilet. And I called a friend to come and try and find the water mains.
And in the meantime, lost the dog.
Yes, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, I think you keep forgetting this isn't a success story, Millie.
The dog's alive. It's fine. But I did manage to sprout a mushroom for you, didn't I?
Yeah, there was one mushroom.
Was that in the flooded bathroom?
It lasted nine days without losing the dog. It was just the last day.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you, Maddie, would you let me look after Mishka again?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Maybe
there you
just
go.
9 days this time. The 10th day's a write-off.
All right, I'll agree to that. Thanks, Maddie.
I don't know. Good luck with the plants. That's all I'm saying.
Wish me luck.
You're with Millie, Greg, and Letzi on Next.
Millie, Greg, and Letzi.
Next.
That's it for the Millie, Greg, and Letzi podcast. We loved having you. Hope you enjoyed it. Tune in from 3 to 5:30 weekdays on Next.